Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Boomer.
And Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
And we'll get to the Dable stuff. His press conference later, Mets with a sick win. That was incredible. So, again, I'm sure many of you know this, but if you don't, real fast, the Yankees, if they run the table and they go 5-0, then the Jays would have to go 3-2 or worse to win the division. You've got Fried tonight. Rodon, as we talked about yesterday, moved up from Friday to Thursday, which would have him ready to go in one of the first two games for the wild card if necessary. Friday is still open, TBD. Right now it looks like Schlittler Saturday, Luis Gil on Sunday. And the thing is, and I gave you that lineup from the 2022 ALCS against the Astros where it was just pitiful. And I remember you were at the Mets Padres game and I was at the Yankees Astros, and we were like, this feels like a morgue. Like, both fan base, like, stadiums were dead. And I ran through the box score from that night, that Saturday night against the Astros, and the lineup was just absolutely pathetic. Do you realize that there are eight players on the Yankees with an OPS over 800?
Yeah, I mean, their lineup
800.
It's elite. It's why it now the biggest question is going to be, can they get it done in the postseason? But it's why I never gave up faith that they would have a chance to, or hope or belief, whatever you want to use, to win this division. Now, on that, so you said Toronto has to go, if the Yankees run the table here, Toronto's got to go 3-2.
Yeah, or worse, obviously. Yeah, right. Yankees go 5-0,
Jays 3-2. So if the Yankees go 5-0, the Jays go 3-2, the Jays...
Yankees win the division.
So the Jays then would have to go 4-1.
Correct.
If the Yankees go 5-0.
Correct, and they just keep popping off the game.
Make sense, because that would... The Jays own the tiebreaker.
Hold on, I'm sorry. If the Yankees go 5-0...
And the Jays
won... If the Yankees go 5-0 and the Jays go 3-2, then the Yankees win the division. If the Yankees go 4-1 and the Jays go 2-3, then the Yankees win the division. Yep.
Right. Okay. So now the Blue Jays start tonight, Max Scherzer against Garrett Crochet.
Now I'm starting to think, you know.
As I'm saying, I don't think the Blue Jays could even go 4, like, forget 4-1. Now, if the Yanks went 4-1, then they'd need Toronto to win, go 2-3.
Or worse.
Which I think is more realistic. I think the Yanks, maybe, let's say the Yanks stub their toe a little bit.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to run the
all
table.
Right, but, I mean, they might. They very well could, but I don't think anything worse than 4-1. Anything worse than 4-1.
They don't deserve it.
Yeah, probably not going to get it done. They don't deserve it. Let's say they go 4-1. I think Toronto could go 2-3.
I mean, so do I now.
They're playing the pesky Rays.
Yep.
The Red Sox, who have something to play for, facing Garrett Crochet tonight.
Like, I'm with you on that.
I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility Toronto goes 2-3.
Tonight's probably the night. Tonight is probably the night.
Because if they win this one.
Yeah, you know, and then now suddenly it gets even worse for the Jays. The Red Sox keep that momentum. Yankees get another win. Like, I feel like tonight, if the Yankees win and the Jays lose, I feel like the Yankees will somehow win this division, and I haven't felt that all year.
Unbelievable that... it's not really unbelievable. It's actually unbelievable that it's taken this long, but if Toronto gives it back like this and the Yankees go get it from them, God, that would be sweet, especially with all the trash talk from their manager, from their broadcasters. Yeah. I'd be curious to see what the celebration would be like from the Yankees' perspective. They haven't done a lot of talking.
Mm-hmm.
You know that stuff bothers Boone.
And Judge. Judge is quiet, but Judge doesn't forget that stuff. Does bother Boone. You're right.
It bothered him last year with the Dodgers.
Yes,
he had it,
did.
It in him. He wouldn't let it fully out. But the Blue Jays taking shots. I mean, it bothered Michael Kay to a point where, you know, broadcaster stuff. There's going to be a victory. I guarantee you that Michael Kay is, and I don't know, Kay, you do.
Yeah.
I guarantee you he's sitting on some sort of victory lap or victory dance if, in fact, the Yankees do come back and get that division from the Blue Jays.
I want to hear it, Mike.
Me
Let's
too.
Go. Give us a good one, dude.
I'm not a huge Kay fan. I'll be honest with you. I'm looking forward to that. Because I thought he was right in that with the Blue Jays stuff, the Blue Jays nonsense.
So
Ted is calling from Hewlett, New York. What's up, Ted?
Teddy.
Guys, so I got to tell you, I often give you compliments when I come on. And so I just got to say this very quickly. Consider this a paid advertisement for you guys. I listen to fan radio all the time. You guys are my favorite programming by far, not even close. And this today might be my favorite program you guys have ever done. Now, I'm jaded because I'm a Yankees fan, but I love everything you're saying. I really just want to throw in a couple of things very quickly. Number one, in the old days, Yankees had a monster payroll compared to everyone else. It gave them a tremendous advantage. That's why they won World Series all the time. We can't expect that as Yankee fans anymore. Mets have the biggest payroll this year. Dodgers have the second most. And guess what? Yankees and Phillies are around third and fourth. So we don't have the payroll, the overwhelming payroll compared to everybody else back from the George Steinbrenner day. So we have to be a little more calm. And I just love that you guys are talking positively about the Yankees. Nobody was in the middle of the season when they were losing.
They didn't earn it at that point. Yeah.
Okay, but, you know, it's not fair because it's a long season. Everybody goes on losing streaks. Every single good team that's up there right now had losing streaks at some point during the season.
Especially this year.
Yeah, this year.
Cash and cash.
But what you have to remember, Ted, and we do appreciate the kind words. Thank you very much for that. Appreciate you listening and appreciate the support. Thanks for taking the time to call.
Absolutely.
You have to remember, it wasn't always like the way that it is now. So much so that we have to evolve. Now, fans are going to do whatever they want and be irrational, and that's just what we are as fans. We are irrational. But we as talk show hosts do have to evolve, and I've tried to do that this year to where, like, you can't just go nuts and overreact. You know me, I've held out on the Mets burying them for a while when most people were burying them because I'm like, oh, there's plenty of time to go. All they have to do is get into the postseason, and it could happen. Same thing with the Yankees. Like, yeah, it looks bad for the Yankees right now, but why go nuts in June or July or August even when you know that they're probably going to be in the playoffs anyway, and once they get there, anything could happen. What has happened definitively now the last couple of seasons, but no more year, no more so than this year, BT, the regular season, and it pains me to say this, the regular season in Major League Baseball basically means nothing. It's just the reality. Like, I'd like to see somebody fight back on that. Outside of missing or making the postseason, It means nothing as far as evaluating a team on a day-to-day, even month-to-month basis.
Now, here was the difference, and I'm with you. I mean, unfortunately, but I think the difference this year and why there was a lot of, and justifiably so.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey everyone, it's Boomer and Geo, and if you're into New York sports or you want straight talk about what's really going on in the sports world, Boomer and Geo is your show.
We're covering it all. Yankees wins, Giants drama, national headlines, and whatever chaos the day brings on the field and off.
No filler, no filters, just real conversation, and believe me, plenty of laughs every weekday morning.
We don't hold back, and we don't waste your time. We get to what actually matters.
That's Boomer and Geo, and you can listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
You know, let's not get it twisted to the point where what we said when the Yankees were languishing, that we were wrong. We were all right. And the thing that was bothering us is that they were accepting of such bad play from their starting shortstop. If you really think about the highest level of conflict, like the debates and the anger and the confusion and all the stuff that really swallowed up the Yankee universe for about a month or so, we were all sitting here saying, the kid's hitting 200. The kid's booting the ball every night. He looks absolutely lost, and there's no repercussion. And then you factor in Dominguez not growing the way we thought he would, and it's like, oh, my God, come on. What is up with these young Yankee position players? That has always been my greatest pushback.
Stupid mistakes on the base path, the defense. Like, that was always an issue, too.
Jazz, in Miami, when he just went off first base, wandered off first base, and then he said he'd do it again.
There were a lot of legitimate issues. All I'm saying is big picture. On, like, those things used to be, hey, this team's not that good. Like, when that happened regularly for a month or 2 month stretch, you'd say, this team's not any good. In today's day and age, it doesn't mean anything because they could just turn it on and get into the postseason, and then once you get in, anything's possible. Like, that's why, to me, yes, we can criticize in the moment and say, this isn't good enough, this isn't acceptable, but you could also counter and just say, yeah, but so what? They made the postseason like that last year. Like, I did say last year, I don't believe the Yankees are any good. I don't believe in the way they play baseball. Home run or nothing, too many strikeouts, bad defense, not a buttoned-up clean team, and yet they went to the World Series. So I still believe that they weren't very good last year. I also know the facts that they went to the World Series. So the regular season just does not mean what it used to. And by the way, just to finish up another point where he was saying that the Yankees used to win all the time, win World Series all the time because it was the highest payroll. That's not true. Yes, it did help that they had a significantly higher payroll than all the other teams. I don't believe that that is the reason that they were able to be the most powerful postseason team that we've seen in the last 40 years or whatever it may be of the sport. That dynasty happened because they had great players who were clutch players who played the game hard and played the game the right way. Yes, money helped and payroll helped. That's not the be-all, end-all.
Well, money doesn't draft you Bernie Williams or develop Derek Jeter or Mariano or Pettit or have the foresight to make a pretty good trade, which nobody really lauded at the time, going to get Tino Martinez, who, you know, was a solid player with Seattle, but the Yankees had that vision like, okay, we see a lot more from him. He's a good fielding first baseman. He obviously has power. And then the other moves, you know, whether it's Charlie Hayes or Boggs or Girardi behind the plate with grit, all the moves that they made, and Tim Raines and, you know, all the other Sierra, like Darryl coming in. Like, the thing that, here's the one thing that this Yankees team has that a lot of the recent Yankee teams has not had, and this is definitely, this is massive. If the right levers are hit and these players produce, there are options late in games that the Yankees have not had for a long time. Whether it's Caballero coming in, playing the outfield or playing short or pinch running, whether it's Rosario coming in, hitting against the lefty, you know, doing his thing, playing a couple of different spots. There's some versatility because for too long, the Yankees had a bunch of stiffs on the bench. And they don't have that anymore. So that's, they've just become more dangerous. And I think that, you know, listen, even Austin Wells, who was languishing for months, like, started pretty well, then he was invisible. You don't think that Ben Rice getting some reps behind the plate kicked him in the ass and said, hey, you're on the precipice of losing your job, buddy. You better wake up. Maybe it wasn't quite said that way, but he's not an idiot. He knows that Ben Rice is getting some time behind the plate. And guess what? While Ben Rice is hit, so is Austin Wells, and I don't know if there's a correlation there, but competition's a good thing. Same with Caballero and Volpe. You know, Volpe's been better since the cortisone shot. They just have more quality players.
You want to work the Mets into the conversation then?
I don't know how you're not excited. I thought last night was unbelievable. I thought that was one of the wildest baseball games that I've ever seen. And I said yesterday, I think that the Mets are going to get into the postseason. Now I'm guaranteed that they're going to get to the postseason. You saved your season. Oh, come on.
I'll give you my thoughts when we come back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.
Apply. Hey, it's Boomer
and Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.